Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I am your host, Freddie Wong. Will, tell us about yourself.
The tension is palpable as Will Campos steps into the podcast, continuing Freddie's Howard Cosell impression. Nobody knew which way the evening was going to go. Will Campos now warming up in his corner, donning the screenwriting gloves. He's working with his trainer, who's been getting him prepared for this bout for 6 months now. He's ready to enter the ring as a professional screenwriter.
The audience on their feet now as Will finishes his intro. All eyes now turn to Matt Arnold in the corner.
Hi, I'm Matt Arnold. Some say life giver, some say paterfamilias, but I just call myself a good old dad of a beautiful baby girl named Dorothy. I'm Matt Arnold, writer-director. I don't know what you guys were doing, and also I can't do voices. So.
Oh, it's a bad miss for Matt Arnold, not appreciating the wide world of sports reference right out of the gate. He's down 1 point in the podcast. We'll see if he can turn it around.
Matt, you don't do voices? You never I mean, certainly you do little voices for your daughter.
What is Matt's daughter's name right now? Go.
Dorothy.
Okay. Yeah, he knows Dorothy's name.
I thought there was a 5% chance I was going to catch Freddie on that.
And Will, you would be right. I've spent most of my adult waking life in absolute terror as I walk around, meet people who know me and I don't know their names. You'll know that if I refer to you as, hey, man, or if I immediately introduce you to Will, who's standing there. Will does the favor oftentimes of making sure he leads loud and strong with his name first and foremost, and then followed by an inquisitive look as to, you know, so you can tell you your name.
Freddie, you're the only one who's ever thought of doing that.
Nah.
This is why Freddie and I work together, because he knows that if he didn't know my daughter's name right now, it would bounce off. Like, I would just 5 minutes, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, hey, yeah, it makes sense. Freddie doesn't know my daughter's name. Not a big deal.
I mean, low expectations.
I mean, I've never talked to her.
Yeah, exactly.
So why would I know her
why
name?
Why would he?
Whenever you meet a baby, you're supposed to shake their hand and say their name 3 times while making eye contact with them. That's how you remember.
Okay. All right. What are we doing today?
We are doing a strange idea from the depths. Now, granted, folks, I see you all on the Story Break Facebook. I see the thread for listener suggestions.
We see those. Care.
We see those and we catalog them. But this one, sometimes real life gets in the way. I'm sorry. You know that. Everyone knows that. Real life gets in the way. This comes from just random discussions we have about the sort of strange world of YouTube and the world that, you know, sort of we were born in and that we came from. And there was kind of, we kind of came up with the sort of bare bones outline of a blank check-esque romp.
Sort of like a Brewster's Millions kind of shenanigan. So basically the concept is you've got this king of the world, you know, PewDiePie, Logan Paul.
A real Freddie Wong type.
A real Freddie Wong type, if you will.
As they call it, yeah.
Who's burnt out and is, you know, he has wept for there are no more worlds to conquer. And he decides he's going to give away his entire YouTube channel to the first kid who replies first on this video where he's announcing it.
Yeah, this video he's announcing
his retirement.
He's retiring. And he's giving away his channel. And at the end of that 20-minute long video, he's like, "By the way, the person I'm giving it to is whoever replied first to this." So it's just whatever person always sits there and just says first. Finally, it means something.
That was the thought, because it is there's always that everyone who's seen that comment is always what is going on in this person's life that they are the guy who types first on every video.
Yes.
And I get it, because it's especially on I would imagine a video which is going to get a zillion views, that rush being I was the first to see it. I was the first one there. It's like a Neil Armstrong
planting the flag, really.
Yeah.
That comment section would be amazing, too, because it'd be first, first, first. You weren't first, idiot. How could you be first? You even watch the video. And then 20 minutes into the comments, you'd be like, oh my God, who was first? What happened? Who was first? That
frantically scrolling back up. Then our main characters, our thought was a plucky young lad or lass who has commented first on this video and now finds themselves, you know, like and clearly,
in possession of,
clearly a sort of YouTube super fan who now finds them in possession of the biggest channel on earth, you know, making zillions of dollars every second, you know, and then they take that rocket ship right to fame. And maybe it's a story about how they have a friend from back home that liked their videos back when they were making just silly videos with one view on them, in eighth grade. You know, we'll just steal that. And then they, you know, she's like, oh, gee whiz, you know, I'm all rich now, but that doesn't mean I'm having a good life. And now I need to learn something. And then we were also thinking that your Logan Paul-esque person goes on like a Jodorowsky vision quest in the Australian outback, and then they're like, or goes to like, he's like, I'm giving this life up. I'm going to go live at a monastery and take a vow of silence. And then they, after 5 minutes, it's broken them, and they desperately want their channel and their old life back. That's the idea. It's called First. That's what we were talking about calling the movie. And again, it's sort of blank check Brewster's Millions for
the modern age.
Willy Wonka for the modern age.
So I'm going, I haven't been there for a while, but I'm going ahead and I'm typing in www.youtube.com so I can kind of jump back into this world here. How do I find out who has the most people subscribe to them?
Well, it's PewDiePie versus Ryan. That's a whole thing right now, but PewDiePie is essentially the top of the game.
I just want to see some of the top people, and I want to know how I get to see the top.
Well, if
he has 93 million subscribers.
Pretty wild, right?
That's a lot of people. That's more than a lot.
I mean, like,
of
some
countries.
Of those people are dead.
Yeah. And a lot of them are not real people.
I mean, some of those got to be bots.
So, who's our main character? I'm just trying to figure out, because it's easy to be like PewDiePie and Logan Paul. I'm just trying to see if there's anything.
I'm typing in the Google right now, millennial male names, because there's something about, someone once pointed out that everybody is cut from like the same cloth of like hip, cool white guy names, because, you know, for the most part, it is a very monochromatic culture at the top, and has always been. It's kind of an interesting point that observers have noted, is that the people who find YouTube fame are generally white males. Granted, you know, you have your Ryan Higas of past times, but of the recent crop, when you look at like the Logan Pauls and the Cameron Dallases and their ilk and everyone that they kind of bring in, it is generally, and again, this is a broad generalization, but generally kind of like a white male crowd. And so as a result, a lot of them have names like Hunter and Cameron and, like, you know, sort of this whole range of that type of name. You can basically tell, like, all the moms did the same Google search at the same time before they had them. They're like, what are cool guy names?
Let's talk about the kid who's who's going to win the channel. Because
Willy Wonka is not about Willy Wonka. It's about
Charlie. We'll get to Willy Wonka in a second.
All right,
but let's figure out who this person. Who would be the most interesting person to win a channel with 50 million subscribers?
50 million bajillion subscribers. So,
the easy way is somebody who's, you know, trying for this kind of fame.
Yeah, they need to be trying to do it, right? Whatever, again, because it would be someone, my gut go with the flow, first impression instinct, is it's someone who worships the guy, right? Like, it's like someone who, like, this is like they're like a super big fan, right? And so they have their own channel where they're trying to do like a similar thing. They're trying to get their own personal brand started. They're trying to get their
and it's a roadmap of all the things that have been hit but didn't quite work for them. So they have some prank videos, and they have some, they did the cinnamon challenge. They're trying things. They're experimental in that way, and they're seeing what's hitting, and like, I tried vlogging for a year and it didn't work, and I tried, but it all kind of, as is, you know, I think generally the case with a lot of this YouTube stuff, it's, you know, they're not, it doesn't, everyone else is doing it too, you know. This was the year I tried to do Minecraft streaming, you know, like all, et cetera, et cetera.
So, yeah, I could see something like that. Like, they got a burgeoning account. I picture this person being in middle school or high school.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, it should definitely be a middle schooler. Just another really quick thought, though, is that you could do, it's like some failed novelist dad who's trying to connect with his kid, and this guy posted this video like 3 in the morning, and this guy's like, let me see what this YouTube thing is. I can do First just like my kid. Anyways, you wouldn't do that.
Okay, wait.
But then they're like using the channel, then he's like, oh yes, I have the access finally to work on my great American novel. True art.
So this is why you need diversity in the writer's room, is because you take a concept like, okay, so maybe like a 13-year-old girl, like, you know, is exploring all this stuff, and this, and then like in 3 seconds it becomes, what if it's like a dad who's working on a novel? But just to chase that down for a second, I'm not sure if that's the way to go. If you're going to do that, it would be like a mom or a dad, and it would be like their kid is in trouble because they're, you know, obsessed with this YouTube channel, right?
Yes.
And then it would be like the teachers are like, your teen's out of control, and then like they just listen to PewDieBlup or whatever. They listen to Goofy Sam, Goofy Hunter on Twitter. They don't respect me anymore, right? So yeah. It's like, I bet I could get there. They're always firsting those videos. I bet I would get there some e-points from my child if I firsted. If I got to first a video, they would think that's pretty nifty, And then
he's got like a paper of like stuff that you do, like that kids do. And then because it's like one of their friends, one of their friends is like, hey, you just got to connect with your kid. Like, have you tried understanding YouTube? He's like, okay, youtube.com/PEWPewDiePie. Oh, it looks like he's got a new video. A new video just came up. Interesting. So kids do first. He types it first. And then all of a sudden they show up. Then all of a sudden PewDiePie shows up at the door the next day being like, yo, you won or something. Anyways.
Okay.
At least here's what that does, is that it does ground the father.
It's a fish out of water thing.
It's a fish out of water thing. Oh, this is dumb.
And then you do whatever dumb thing that the dad, or we can say a mom, like whatever they do, like, because now it's like, what is this person going to post on PewDiePie's channel? So now it's this mom who's like, well, you know, I think like, you know, people got to really be like, she's really into like the local like nature conservatory. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, they're like, you know, like, well, like I'm really a bit like in Boulder, Colorado, where I grew up, like open space was a really big deal. Like people would always be like, hey, we got to deal. We got to talk about open space. We got to make sure there's space for prairie dogs. So like she posts like these prairie dog videos and for some reason people fucking love them and cannot get enough, and she becomes like this, like, I don't know,
if his mom's daughter was like super into Smosh or whatever, right? And then Smosh gives the channel to the mom, and the mom's trying to do helpful stuff, and again, this would be all about like a mother and daughter connecting or something. You would do all of a sudden, like, what's the stuff that would happen? All of a sudden, all the fans of Smosh are like finding their house and picketing and be like, bring back Smosh, bring back Smosh. Like, it's her fault.
But you have to turn into the fantasy of it.
Well, no, we will. But
my point is, it's not you. Willy Wonka isn't a middle-aged man finds a chocolate bar. It's like, oh gosh, jolly wee, I could have run a candy factory.
There is
like,
the
no,
gun for
that. All right,
let's do the kid.
It's a different fantasy. It's the fantasy of your kid thinks you're cool, Freddy.
Matt, you're way too early in the fatherhood sort of path to be really worried
thinking,
that
I
your
just,
kid
I was
doesn't
just trying
think
to zag
because, cool.
Yes, the story, I was already getting bored of the kid gets a YouTube channel. Sorry. No. It's, you're right. It might be a little bit
No. I'm feeling it. I'm going to put this out there. I'm feeling it. This feels interesting to me. Like, and there's in terms of the culture shock. Like,
I would say this, is that what that grounds it as is a story. It's a father-son or father-daughter or mother, right? Like, it's a
parent-child. It's like a Freaky Friday kind of twist on it.
Yeah, it's really what that ends up being.
What would a mom do with 50 million subscribers?
Let me call my mom.
You gonna call your mom? Call your mom right now and ask her, and we'll put it on the podcast.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm recording this, but can I ask you a real quick question?
What question?
I'm curious. If you had like a YouTube channel that had like, you know, 50 million people on it, like if you had a really popular YouTube channel, what videos would you put on it?
Well, if I took over your channel, I'd probably do whatever you did. I wouldn't change it because otherwise people wouldn't want to watch it anymore. They subscribe because they like you.
Yeah,
they
they're
like
not watching. I hate to break it to you. They're not watching now anyway. Anyway, okay, well, that's all.
Are you recording me?
This is our podcast.
Well, I think you guys are pathetic.
Okay, thank you, Mom. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
She said, so Freddie's mom thinks we're pathetic for asking her.
Yeah.
Your mom's too wise.
That's wise words from Toya Wong.
I do like that she was like, you have to keep doing what it is on. Like,
that makes sense, right? That's a good
40-year-old mom trying to do Smosh videos or whatever. No one wants to see that, though.
It's about the fantasy.
Yeah. I like the blank check. I think we're getting too clever for ourselves. Yeah.
It's not a guy who's like an accountant who gets a blank check and he's like, I could screw the banking system. No.
Okay, if it was blank
check.
It's
a fantasy.
It'd be like this random kid gets this blank check, gets this YouTube channel, can do whatever they want. Every stupid thing they do, they put on YouTube, and we'll figure out whether or not the people actually like whatever they're doing. But then it's like somebody like Logan Paul, like has big sponsors.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like whoever it is, like, you know, Coca-Cola or Gunners, you know, the two biggest companies in America. are like, hey, with Logan Paul gone, this person needs to keep, like,
The big Coca-Cola Gunners merger is going through.
These kids will be able to drink fizzy sugar water and look cool as fuck while doing it. They'll be able to game harder than anybody staring at their monitors and chugging down this brown sugar cola.
We already own the gamers' eyeballs, then we have to own what they drink. We're going to buy Coca-Cola.
I want to own everything, from their mouths down to their bladders to their pee holes. Eye holes and pee holes, gentlemen, here at the Coca-Cola Gunners Gaming Glasses Consortium. We got all the holes.
We own them from eye hole to pee hole.
Who are the bad guys?
We're the a-holes that own the eye holes and pee holes.
God damn it. Who are the bad guys in Blank Check?
Good. The bad guys are a bunch of... So Blank Check has to do a lot of somersaulting in order to make the Blank Check conceit work. So it's a bunch of criminals who are using this guy's like a bank account to do crime, and then the kid inadvertently gets the money from it.
Blank Check is a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. Is there a movie that more kids know and mention than that is like less respected? Man.
Because it taps into a fantasy, though. It taps into a kid, like, you know, and I think the question is, what fantasy are we tapping into here? And it's the fantasy of fame and influence.
In order for it to be Blank Check, like, it has to be a roller coaster ride. Like, if he got the money and every time he tried to spend it, people hated him and he didn't like it anymore,
so
it wouldn't be Blank Check, right?
This is the
it's
other.
True.
That's
this
the hard
fantasy.
Part. This is the, and maybe this concept was like a siren song luring us to dangerous waters and
wait,
deadly story rocks.
I have a turn. Okay. You're right, but I think I have a turn. Okay, just to back up a little bit and lose a little bit of the conceit. Logan Paul is tired of the ongoing, nonstop, hardcore, fucking 3 vlogs a day, gotta crank the gaming channel, just he's tired of it. He has his money, he's tired of it. There's a kid in the Midwest who everyone's like, dude, you look like Logan Paul. He's like, oh, whatever, man. Like, he's trying to do a YouTube channel, but he can't get it going because everyone's like, who's this like ersatz Logan Paul? Logan Paul sees him and he's like, you will become my double. You do everything. I have a team in place. We'll do all this stuff. You do it so I can finally retire. And so this guy's like, oh, hell yeah, I can live this lifestyle. You know, like, is there a, does he become the devil's double, as it were?
The devil's double. Okay. It's like that Saddam Hussein movie.
Yeah. The devil's double.
You do it if it was like a twisted
movie. Was
that
the name of that movie?
Yes, I believe so.
If it was a weird twisted like Cronenberg movie, it'd be that there's a kid who doesn't look anything like Logan Paul, but is obsessed with Logan Paul and knows all the mannerisms and knows exactly what to do. And then you're right. Logan Paul's like, I need to get out of here. I need another double. The other one died.
So then they kidnap
them, and then all of a sudden the kid wakes up after being like knocked out.
They swap faces.
And they like, yes, they face off. Not swap faces, just
like
put
looking
on
in the mirror.
Just put on a new face.
No, because and Logan
like,
Paul needs a new life to escape into, right?
And then you realize this is like the 10th Logan Paul.
Because then it would be like, okay, in that version, yes, if you were going to do someone whose whole dream is that they wish they were Logan Paul.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, hey, I want to switch faces with you.
Yeah.
And you can be Logan Paul now.
They're so obsessive about becoming Logan Paul. And then one day, Logan Paul shows up. It's like, hey, we know you. We know that you're my biggest fan. You know everything. It's like, can I hear your impression? And he does an impression that he has all these people looking at him. He's like, you're really good. You sound just like me. It's like, you look pretty close to me too. He's like, yeah, but I could never quite get the chin right. Oh, we could fix that. And then they do plastic surgery. And then sure enough, they're Logan Paul. They're like, the channel's yours. Like, but I'm not as funny as you. It's like, I'm not that funny either. Look at my team of writers. Look at all this. You can do anything you want. You have the kingdom now. He's like, perfect. And then he fucking rock and roll. He's loving the lifestyle. And then this Logan Paul's finally escaped.
And there's rumors online being like, has Logan Paul been replaced by a double like the Beatles and like Paul McCartney
stuff?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then somebody's searching
and stuff.
And then, yes, I would do that again.
That's great. All right, keep going. You're on the roll.
Yeah,
go.
So, yeah, eventually the fame gets to you. Like, fame is fleeting, and eventually it's too much. You've done too many apologies. You've gone too much money. He's like the and again, when you talk about streaming, like the pressure being on 20 again, at least Stamp Comics, they go up and they do a set, then they sit down. Like, influencers are on 24/7. They've lost their sense of identity. Like, even just my experience of streaming for 2 hours, I was like, I'm done. I can't fake
he
this
loses
for two
himself
hours. Yeah,
and
so
his family's like, what happened? Where did our boy go?
It's a little bit like Double Life of Ron Eek or Persona. It's like you do one of those things. It's like he is slowly losing his identity. He's slowly becoming Logan Paul. Yeah, because again, he couldn't tell his parents. He like watches his own funeral because they had to fake his own death, and he's like watching his. But
Whoa.
It's okay because it's like literally he's like as he's flying to some huge event in New York. He's like, hey, can you just really quickly stop down in like the suburb of Chicago? And then it's like him as Logan Paul shows up and watches his own funeral and his family crying. He's like, you know what? They're better without me. And they fly. And he flies away.
Oh, and you do this. Let me hit you with this. He's got like a little brother.
Oh.
Right? And the little brother, like, and he would never pay attention to his stupid little brother, right? Until this Logan Paul thing happened, right?
Yeah.
And now he's worried about his family, checks in on his funeral, and his, like, little brother's getting picked on at school. And then as Logan Paul, he's trying to help his little brother, like, and he's going to be the big brother that he ever was.
Oh, shit. That's good. That's a good end, because what you'd want is he loves the fame, and then he starts wanting to get rid of it, too. Just like all the other Logan Pauls have. At a certain point, it's too much. And you'd make it that it's his reconnection with his little brother, which he never had because he never paid attention to his little brother. He just paid attention to Logan Paul on the universe on the internet instead of what was at home. And yes, he acts like Logan Paul. Then all of a sudden, his brother's cool because he's like Logan Paul's best friend and all this stuff. And it'd be... And again, it's like he starts seeing the negative like influence of fame on his little brother, and he wants to go back. He's like, I don't want to be this anymore. They're like, there's no going back. You have his face. You understand? This corporation, this Logan Paul keeps going forever. And then it's like, but how did
Logan
the other guy
Paul
go back?
Logan Paul is an idea.
Yeah. Yes.
An idea that millennial children project themselves onto to sell sugar water and shoes. You can't just turn away from this idea. You are the embodiment of it. So if you want to leave, find someone who looks like you.
Or somebody who can be you again.
Yeah.
Yes. Something like that. And then I don't know. I like the idea again that even if you escape this, like once you've had this taste of fame, again, like Hurt Locker, once you've had, it's different, but like once you've experienced
for sure.
The thrill of disarming a bomb, or again, they talk about like once you've gone into space, like how do you live the normal life again? Even if you do give up the fame and go back to the normal world, at a certain point, you're going to want to go back again. So again, having the original Logan Paul character coming.
If you want to go real dark with this, you can do the thing where it's like, if he like quits and he's like, you have something that belongs to us. Your likeness belongs to the Paul LLC IP. And they just like start tearing his face off with like glass. He's like, this face is ours. You can go back to your normal life, but not with the face we gave you.
Dude, the super intense part, he's like, look, I don't want to be Logan Paul anymore. I don't want to be Logan Paul anymore. Nothing you can do. That face is ours. Like, yeah, that face is more than you can imagine. And then like he takes a scissor and just starts stabbing his face. He's like, what are you going to do about it? And they stop him, and then he wakes up and like they're like strapped into a bed. And they're like surgically fixing his face. He's like, don't do that again or whatever. Anyways.
Okay.
Twisted movie.
Here's
loving all our face off riffs.
I have the perfect like eject cord to get you out of all this nonsense at the end. Uh-huh. Is that you do, because it's like, well, it's whoever the guy is. It's, yeah, you know, PewDiePie.
Yeah.
PewDiePie. Okay, so PewDiePie is like, does wacky pranks and stunts and stuff like that. And so this kid wants nothing more than to be just like his idol PewDiePie, who everyone says he looks like, right? So the beginning of the movie, and it's, he always films the videos with his kid sister, his kid brother, or whatever, mm-hmm, right? And the beginning of the video is he freaking does a stunt and beans himself real hard, right? Mm-hmm. And it goes viral because it's like this epic Logan Paul wannabe fail prank or whatever, mm-hmm, right? But like he wangs his head super duper hard, and then all this weird stuff starts happening to him. And you do like, yeah, the movie is, it was all a dream. It was all this crazy nightmare about, mm-hmm, what would happen if he really did get to be Logan Paul. And like that's why it gets crazier and crazier. And he wakes up and he's like, wow, you know, maybe I'm just okay being a kid who kind of looks like Logan Paul, and I'll be a good big brother to my sister.
I guess you could do a dream.
By the way, I gotta put this out there in public. That is super fucking duper clearly the twist in Yesterday, the Danny Boyle movie.
That's all a dream?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, because the trailer starts with he's on a bike, and then he gets hit by a car, and he wakes up, and there's no Beatles, and he's this musician who always wished he was as famous as the Beatles, right? So he starts, and they even do, like, they clearly hint that, like, John and Paul show up and expose him at some point, and he's, you know, and it's the girl that he likes. It's clearly going to be that it was a dream.
I don't think it's going to be a dream.
It's going to be a dream.
I don't know. Fair to not believe me,
but Will Campo said it right here. You all heard it first.
And he's going to learn that, like, he should appreciate his thing.
Who gives a shit about being the Beatles? That's what he's going to
learn. And he wakes up and he's going to write a good song.
Yeah, or he's going to be like, songwriting sucks. Art's dumb. I'm going to be a good person.
Yeah, could be.
All right, anyway.
Because you could do It's All a Dream. I was also thinking you could, depending on what the message is or how dark you want to get with it, if it's going to be this like kind of weird, you know, psychedelic horror or whatever, is you could also do, again, depending if it's about reconnecting with his brother, like the classic thing would be his brother starts looking up to Logan Paul as the new... Again, the brother he never had, and he's reconnecting with his brother, and then the ending, of course,
his brother starts stanning Logan Paul.
The ending, of course, would be he finally finds a way, he finally convinces the owners of Logan Paul to let him go, and finds somebody so he can be with his brother, and then he returns home with a new face, like ready to start a new life, like knowing like the full cost of everything he's done, which he's gonna have to be a new person. But you know, he wants to be home and be a normal person. He's gonna pretend to be like a cousin or something. And it's like, where's my brother? And it's like the brother, of course, became the new Logan Paul, and he lost,
no!
he lost the family or something. And he opens the door, he's like, where's my family? And then
they're all Logan Paul.
And then a faceless man, yeah, they're all Logan Pauls. He's like, which one of it is me is a real one? The answer is, we all are Logan Paul. You don't think, it's like, didn't you stop to think for a second about that video about you in Paris? You didn't go to Paris last week. He's like, there's Logan Pauls in every continent of the world. It became cheaper to make new Logan Pauls than to fly us all the time. Don't you understand?
We have sleeper Pauls in every city on Earth. Ready to be activated.
It's a shot of an underground bunker with a bunch of like just naked bodies, and all of a sudden the eyes open on one.
Okay, what about, all right, we'll get back to this, but what about it's the Paul identity, and you do this, this man washes up, he's floating in the ocean in you know, eastern Ukraine, and they pick him up on a fishing boat, and they're like, he looks just like Logan Paul. Like, what's the deal? But Logan Paul is still on, you know, YouTube or whatever. So it's like, who's this guy that looks like Logan Paul? What's that all about? And then all these influencer assassins start coming after him, and he realizes he was the last model of Logan Paul. Like, he made this Faustian bargain. He has all these repressed memories of a life that he remembers. But, like, what he didn't realize is that he was this fan who made this pact with the devil.
They tell you, when you're no longer able to be Logan Paul, when you're like, I'm done, find me another Logan Paul, the agreement is you become Logan Paul, and then eventually, if you can't handle it anymore, we give you back your old face or a new face or whatever, and we go find a new Logan Paul. But they can't have fucking Logan Pauls running around, so they dump your ass in the ocean. They kill you. But this one didn't die. This one survived. So it's like So he's trying to find out who he is. He's like, wait, he's watching Logan Paul, and he looks in the mirror. He's like, I'm Logan Paul, though. Who is this guy?
Who's this imposter?
Who's this imposter? Or like, am I Logan Paul? Because does he have amnesia? Does he not remember who he is?
What he does is he digs. He has like a capsule implanted in his thigh, and it's just like, this is a YouTube URL.
Plus it's his sub count.
This is like my Venmo account. This is my Venmo password.
Oh, that's a number that's ticking up, and he doesn't know what it is. And
it's
a
subscriber.
It's subscriber
count.
Is like,
stupid.
Disarm.
Stupid.
Okay, this is good. No.
The Paul identity.
I just like the.
So
I just really
stupid.
Want. I just love the scene in AI when he finds all the other David dolls. I just want them
to walk into a scene as
all Logan Paul.
He has a 50 Logan Paul fight scene.
It's too much. It's too much for a one man to carry. That's why we've developed the perfect influencer, and that's who you are.
It's Disney Corporation. Yeah, Disney Corporation. It's like when they bought Maker, they bought a way to make.
that's what they called Maker.
Is this just feels like our Sleigh Runner Santa Claus movie now, but with Logan Paul?
What's the Sleigh Runner Santa? There's multiple Santas. In the
Remember universe? When we did this with the robot Santa? And he finds out he's a robot. It's Santa, and he has amnesia.
And what? I mean, Will, there's only like what's the phrase?
There's only like three stories.
We've done 104 episodes. There's only every three episodes we're gonna be telling the same story.
Okay, so so to run through this,
the Paul identity.
Logan Paul washes up. I fucking cannot believe we're doing it. I mean, we did a Laurel and Hardy episode, so whatever. Logan.
Really quick, honestly, we're using Logan Paul just to be a YouTube
stand-in influencer. It's not good. It's going to be someone who sucks less than Logan Paul.
I mean, it's also like, I don't want to not offend Logan Paul, or we're just using him as a name.
Okay.
let's do Dustin Scott.
Dustin Scott. All right, so Dustin Scott washes.
Also two first names.
Yeah, so he washes up onto a beach. And he's like, what is this? Like, who am I? I don't remember. And he has the chip embedded in him with his sub count. And he meets this kid who is this super fan of Logan Paul, right?
You're Dustin Scott.
Holy shit. Dustin Scott showed up naked on my beach. What's going on? And then they find out that, like, you know, there's like there must be a Logan Paul imposter, right?
A Dustin Scott.
Is that as good as what we were doing before, actually? Is that as good as...
It's too much.
Yeah, that's not as good as the conflict, because at least the conflict of this person wishes they were Logan Paul.
And then, yeah.
And they become Logan Paul. They're going to get caught up in the fame. It's going to first feel like everything they ever wanted, and they're going to start slowly realizing the things they're losing, which is
okay,
the family.
All right. So let's put the pedal to the metal. Okay, act one. You got your kid. What's our kid's name? Give us a name from the list.
Apologies to our good boy, James Buckley.
James Buckley. Okay, yeah, little James.
Little old James, James Buckley.
Buff James.
Buff James. So, okay.
Well, yeah, he's got he got buffed to be as much like, again, Logan Paul's his idol.
All
yeah.
right. So, James Buckley is like 12. What are we saying? A yoked 12 year old, a swole.
No, it's got to be the same age.
Or around the same age.
Around the same age, yes, because yeah. he's going to replace
well, him. Well, that's so. Part of it. It's also like one of those secret things, like kind of like Riggins in Friday Night Lights, who how he's a senior after 4 years, because. Mm-hmm. Friday Night Lights is awesome. They're like, whatever. We just do whatever's best for the story. So same thing. It's like, it's also like, hasn't Logan Paul been like...
He's like Paul Rudd. Like, this yeah. is actually going on with Paul Rudd. Yes, like, this yes. is why Paul Rudd hasn't yes. aged, is that there's been...
Oh, that's just a thing you dropped? They're like, this is a new... It's like, this is the Rudd technique.
This is phase two of the Rudd initiative.
Yeah, the Rudd initiative. So yes, it's like Logan Paul's like 24 and this kid's like 18 or
America
17.
Needs an affable, handsome everyman.
I feel like it's like a junior in high school or senior in high school.
Okay, so yes, and then we do
because yes, they don't want to enter the real world. Like again, their fantasy is to be somebody like Logan Paul.
Yeah, you're gonna go,
but they're gonna go to a mediocre college and they don't know what they want to do with their life. And again, it's like they're still living in this fantasy world.
I would do that. The kid is a real burnout in his school because all he does is make prank videos and do goofy stuff because he's like, I'm gonna be a YouTube star.
Yeah,
nobody understands.
Yes,
me, right. And his videos aren't good. And
they're not even original because it's not
he's
even
just
being
ripping
himself.
Off
he's
Logan
ripping
Paul
off Logan
pranks.
Paul.
Yeah. So everyone's like, you're not Logan Paul. Deal with it. And he's like, I wish I was Logan Paul.
Yes.
And then we span up to a twinkling star in the sky. I like that he does a dumbass viral stunt that he biffs it
that
real
gets
hard.
The attention.
That's your act one, is him doing this stunt. That's like, this is finally going to be the one that puts me on the map. I'm going to recreate Logan Paul's super famous. Just hear me out. Because then that's how Logan Paul sees it.
Yes, but you don't do that. He recreates something. He does something. He
original.
Does something that's maybe problematic, and it goes viral as
it
Logan
hurts
Paul
Logan
did.
Logan Paul.
So then they apologize, because then you get that thing where Logan Paul opens the door, because at first, like, oh my God, I did something horrible. Like, everybody thinks Logan Paul did something wrong. So then you get that moment when he opens the door, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. They're like, you need to come with us. This is Logan Paul's legal team. Come with us. And it's like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. And then it's like, people thought you were Logan Paul. Is exactly
perfect.
What we need.
Yeah.
It's like, what? And it's like, but I'm not perfect. And yeah. Then it's like, we just do a little bit of facelift. You do a little thing. You're Logan Paul. It's like, what? And then, yeah, then it's this realization that
he does a thing.
He's going to be the new Logan Paul.
Okay. Yes. But he has to, it's like Men in Black. He has to completely, they're going to fake his death.
Oh yeah. They're like, I know this is a very difficult decision because your parents are going to think, I want to do it. Okay, but let me finish the sentence. Like, your parents are going to think you died. Yeah.
Whatever, screw my parents. I won't
okay,
be Logan Paul.
You're going to have to erase your entire... Yeah.
Yeah. What if you did this? What if you did that the prank goes so badly that he ends up in the hospital, and then people think, like, Logan Paul just super brutally injured himself.
And that's a perfect excuse
And they see the numbers start to go way
and
up.
And
they're
then
like,
they're like, wait,
killing me.
They're like, wait a second. Like, we could intervene here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, because what if this kid just dies, and then that's our way to... No, it's too complicated.
Yeah,
never mind. Okay, so anyway, so he does the dumb prank. And yes, Logan Paul gets this blowback because the guy was going into... He was, like, doing something super racist at a PF Chang or something like that. He did something super awful, and so now Logan Paul wants him to switch lives with him.
Yes.
Not switch lives. He's like, you're going to be the new Logan Paul. I'm tired of this. I can retire finally.
At the tender age of 23.
Yeah, he's like, I can retire and become... It's like, I can't join the ranks of normal adulthood because everyone hates me. So
yeah,
I need a new identity, but I still need to, you know, the ball. Like, it's like, again, it's like, Disney won't let me out unless I get...
What's the point of being a multimillionaire if everybody over the age of 18 hates me? So,
yeah.
Like, I want to go be a new person.
I can't just buy candy.
That's what 18-year-olds do.
I'm just saying, you can't buy anything. Like, you know, it's like, what are you going to buy? If you're 18, what?
Look at Paul's like,
I
just want to buy candy again. Like, you
can't even buy cigarettes.
You get Amazon.
You can buy cigarettes if you're 18.
You're right. Wait. Oh, no, that's right. Washington State made it so that you can't. And Logan Paul's as a resident of Washington State's like, I need another state to live in.
Take my face so I can buy cigarettes.
I just want a vape mango.
Okay.
I smelled mango vape once, and it made me go crazy. I want to try that flavor in my lungs.
Okay.
That is his first video.
That's your... So act one
yes.
is him in his shitty life where he's
yes.
unhappy as the goofus in his school who nobody
yes.
likes, whose only claim to fame is that he kind of looks like Logan Paul, and he
yes.
does a Logan Paul impression every year for the talent show. and everyone hates him. And so all he wants is to be loved, right? He wants is to be loved the way he assumes his idol Logan Paul is loved, right?
Well, he wants to be loved in the same way he loves Logan Paul, which is not a healthy love. It's also part of it.
He does a big zany stunt, and it blows up in his face, and it's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to him. Yeah, but people think it was actually Logan Paul. Now Logan Paul, who just pulled himself out of an apology tour for the last stupid thing he did, is like, what the fuck is going on now?
Yeah,
I didn't even do it this time.
Then the inciting incident is essentially the lawyers knocking on the there's a knock on the door, and it's the real Logan Paul. He's like, oh shit. And then Logan Paul's like, you look enough like me to become me. We're gonna fake your death.
Yes.
And then you're going to take
this
over.
Movie can get weird as shit, by the way. Because I mean, it's just like, yeah, because it's like, how much is it? This is, you are living his life now. Like, again, you show little James' life before, and it's like, all right, you're Logan Paul. It's like, here's your mansion, here's this, and then it's like the door opens, and it's just girlfriend's like, hi, I'm Logan Paul's girlfriend. I would like to have sex now. It's like, I'm not Logan Paul. She's like, oh, I know, but you're famous. And then it just keeps going. It's like, this is 100% you lean into everything that is the Logan Paul world, because it'd be like, it's rock star life at first. This is awesome. And then it would be like, at a certain point, it would be like, I feel like the first turn would be he starts wanting to do things that are kind of expressive of himself, because it's not exactly Logan Paul. And like, what the hell was that? That's not how Logan Paul does it.
He starts to buck against the brand.
Okay, so yes. So
then he starts feeling stifled.
Yes, so you would do... So Act 2, they make the Faustian bargain, right?
Yes.
And he... And again, you have like, again, there's the one person who does care about him is his kid brother who films his videos, right? And he doesn't pay attention to him at all. It's just the dumb kid behind the camera, essentially. And you would do that in Act 3... and they fake his death. He sees his funeral. You know, he's now into the rock star Logan Paul lifestyle, right?
Yes.
And so Act 3 is the fun and games of this zany, you know, he's getting all the attention. He's going out to the clubs. He's enjoying this, you know, newfound, the sort of adoration of the fans and stuff like that. He's posting the videos. Everyone thinks he's so funny. He feels like he's finally in his element. What is your kind of consequence to that? Like, what is the... you mentioned like, oh, he starts straining against that. How does he start straining against that?
Yeah, I think he starts
to have his own ideas about what to
do. Because even though he was always pretending to be Logan Paul, it's like the way he interacted with his little brother who was filming and stuff. It's like, again, he's his own person. And slowly the things that start happening, like after the initial thrill and the fun of it, like he would be like, I'm not comfortable with the thing that Will groaned at about this woman who doesn't actually love me, who's just still sleeping with me because I'm Logan Paul and it's part of my persona. Or like these ideas, actually, I think this idea would be funnier. And then I'm told like, oh no, you don't do that.
He dumps the girlfriend, and everyone's like, you can't do that. Well, it's like, what do you mean you can't? It's like, this is fake. Like, let me just, you know, I like this skin. I mean, let me just find someone else.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, this is important for the branding.
The cost of losing his own identity would start being the problem. And again, maybe one of the first things is like, oh, you know, it'd be cool is if my little brother could come along and film it. That'd be like the first like consequence. Like, you're never seeing your family again, you realize. Like, we got the DP that used to shoot for Spielberg. He's the one who shoots all your prank videos.
And he's sitting there just...
He's like, yeah, I did. I used to shoot for Spielberg. Now I do this.
I'm Janusz Kaminski.
Hello, it's me, Janusz.
Now
why are all Logan Paul's videos so bloomy and blue? Like,
they're beautiful, but like,
Janusz, your style just doesn't work for this.
Janusz, put the fucking hazer down. We're filming an ice cream prank.
Just the way I like to film it.
Yes, me, Janusz. I think it looks better with the light coming in.
It's like, an iPhone, Janusz!
So then it'd be like he takes a taste back into the real world. And again, then he starts having that urge because all of a sudden his brother starts, the brother of the family that they didn't think loved him, like they like the new Logan Paul. And then it makes him think, oh, maybe he should go visit. And then he starts realizing what he's missing. And then it's like, again, now all of a sudden he's missing the stuff that he took for granted in the first place. But now he's trapped and he's trying to, at first he tries to find a way to negotiate and try to see if there's a way to make that lifestyle work. And then obviously it's very clear that he can't. And then it's about, can he escape? But now it's too late or impossible. So it's like, how does he fight against?
Yeah, but like what is the plot of that? I'm trying to, like, does he get like a fan letter from his little brother?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because again, his little brother is getting into the videos now.
Yes.
Right? And he realizes that his little brother is not doing well without him.
Yes.
And that is also coinciding with, like, again, like he has this super hot Instagram girlfriend. They don't even live in the same apartment. It's a completely fake relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Like there is no, like,
they've shot all of their vacation videos over a weekend.
Well, that would actually be, yes. Yeah, so you would do like the, all right, we're going to go I was like, whoa, who's this cool girl in a bikini? And they take six selfies. He's like, all right, I'll see you next week. Like, this is, yeah. That's it, right? Like, it's like, please, you have to tweet about me seven times and buy me a nice gift for my birthday. And like, I don't want to deal with you other than that. So yes, you do. It's like, he, at first he's loving it, but then it's like, it is this facade, right? He is as isolated and alone as he's ever felt, right?
Yes.
And then you do, his little brother is reaching out to him. And he's worried about what's going on with his little brother. So maybe he tries to help his little brother as Logan Paul, right? Yeah, and that's like the line he crosses where they're like, he's like, I'm going to do a video for one of my fans. You know, like, yo, yeah. I heard my fan, you know, like my...
His brother died doing the thing. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It was one of my biggest fans. So like, now I'm going to do a video with him and like, you know, it's going to be super cool or whatever, right? And it goes viral and people love it, right? But the suits are like, you do not fuck with the program. Are you kidding me? Like, this is not part of the deal.
Yeah.
Like, we made you, we can unmake you, like that kind of thing. Yeah. Right? That's it. Interesting.
Depending on how you want to do it and how crazy you want to go with it, you could also do, like, let's say, for example, I give you what, yes, because it is a little bit like A Wonderful Life, like, in terms of rather than a dream, they become Logan Paul, then he starts seeing what his life was, mm-hmm. like, what he's taking for granted, like, what's actually great about his life. Like, he has a family who loves him and a little brother who idolizes him. And yes, he's not the most popular kid in school, but there's his friends who, there's the two people that do think his videos are funny or whatever, like that. You could do that. Maybe there was something that he was supposed to do before he became Logan Paul. Like something as simple as, I remember in Cub Scout when like every time you went from like Tiger Scout to like Weebelo Scout or whatever, it's like his little brother is like, oh, you're going to give me my Weebelo badge and you know, you're the person who's going to be on the stage and give me a little speech or whatever. And then he realizes he's going to miss it. So he comes in as Logan Paul. And then it's like his brother didn't want Logan Paul to be there. His brother wanted him to be there. And then he like, the rule he breaks is he tells his brother that it's actually him.
Now
and
we
then
have to
the
kill.
Corporation takes his brother. And then it becomes like he's got to save. It's like Taken. He's got to save his brother or whatever.
Oh, whatever. Intense.
It is. And then Logan, it's like Truman Show's like Logan Paul goes wild. Yeah, because he's got to escape. And then everybody's searching for him. And then people's like, this is perfect. This is the most ratings. This is the most views we've ever gotten. Now everybody's watching the channel being like, where the hell is Logan Paul?
Do you see how many tweets we're getting? We're getting over 10,000 tweets a second of people thinking they see him anywhere by being nowhere. He is everywhere.
Okay, now this does become boring because then everybody who ever was Logan Paul is in. Important that they catch him because otherwise, like, they'll all the program will be revealed. So they activate, like,
the sleeper balls.
Everybody who's been Logan Paul, find this guy. If people discover what's happening, you're all going down. This is happening. So, all the old Logan Pauls are chasing him as he's trying to
all these guys who kind of look like Logan Paul
as he's trying to save his little brother, before they erase his memory. And then his little brother will never know him again.
Oh, whoa. I like that. Yeah, yeah. They're going to erase his little brother's memory.
Yeah. And his little
Which
brother
they
ran
can
away.
Do.
Why don't they just kill his little brother?
You would do that. The little brother escaped. Like he found
out.
Like,
I'm saying, but like what? But the goal should be the life of the little bro.
Sure, there's some scene seems a little bit more tragic that his little brother's alive and doesn't know him anymore in the same way that he was willing to give up his own family.
Yeah.
Like, so the parents are just going to lose their second son.
Yeah, the parents are miserable. The parents are sad. Yeah. It's another cost of all this.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the first things he goes as Logan Paul when he's ran away to the parents' house. And he's like, where was the last you saw him? It's like, this is all your fault. Like, both my boys idolized you.
And now
like,
they're both dead.
Yeah, now they're both gone. And it's like, he's got to deal with this thing.
You know what could be great, actually, what would be actually another kind of poignant thing would be you would do, again, if he goes to check on his little brother, he gets invited in for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has dinner with his family, but it's the first time he's actually had dinner with his family where he didn't have his phone in front of his face.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, that could be like a heartwarming little scene.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say he does his first video with the brother, right? And it goes super well. And they're like, you need to do a follow-up video, right? Like, they're like, again, I was like, okay, like, all right, you're the one who brought your brother into this. Like, now you you need to live stream with him, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are going to play his older brother's favorite video game, Fortnite, or whatever, right? And then maybe he even accidentally in the stream, like, he does something because he's back in the groove with his little brother.
It's so twisted. It's Logan Paul connects to a fan who just lost his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, it's like this Logan Paul's going to play. He used to, this little brother used to play Fortnite with his older brother. So Logan Paul's going to play with him. Look at, like, Logan Paul's like becoming like a mentor, like almost Boys and Girls Club sort of thing. It's like, with his own brother and his brother's mourning him. So yeah, so that's when he starts mourning. Again, I think the turn into the fourth act is that he starts mourning what he's missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has to make a decision to try to connect to it in some way that is going to risk what
more,
he currently
that's
has.
Substantial. And, that
and
is,
then the cost of
he
it.
He tells his family.
And then it ends up being selfish because the cost of it is now the fourth act is learning his family's in trouble. It's like, one, your family's in trouble. No, you're not escaping. Things aren't better. We're doubling down. Now you have no freedom. You got two handlers now. You're going on airplanes to Paris right now to do this concert, and we're never letting you do anything again.
You are a prop.
Yes, it's the realization. You are a prop. Give you a little bit of a loose leash because you never know how tight a leash is on a new Logan Paul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yours is going to be tight. And now your family's going to suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your fourth act is like the dark soul of the night. And then it's like he's going to break out Truman Show style.
Well, again,
your fifth act is.
What could be even, what's an even better story than this boy you connected with dies and then you give the eulogy at his funeral?
Yes.
Like
yes,
that's the next
yes,
move, right?
Yes,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then, yes, and then he's going to break
we'll
out.
Live stream this funeral. Coca-Cola will pay millions for
and
this.
He's got to team up with
stream.
The good influencers at Dude Perfect to do a bunch of radical stunts and trick shots to escape and rescue his little brother. He's got to expose what's going on.
Yes.
Right? Like, he has to get to a camera to upload. He has to get into the account to upload a video to expose the whole thing.
It needs to be like a... Is that the Marion Vingian or whatever? It's like it needs to be like he's about to go into the room where he thinks his brother's being held, and he opens the door and it's just 20 Logan Pauls. It's like, what are you doing? Are you really going to throw this away for all of us? Is it worth it more? He's like looking around. He can't even tell if he's talking to himself or who he is. They're like, you go through that door, you'll have your brother. But think about everything you're going to lose behind. Think about what you've all lost.
That's the Hall of Mirrors scene, except it's just the Hall of Pauls.
The Paul of Mirrors. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, all right. Act one, he's a loser. He posts a video. He gets in trouble. He
gets real Logan
Act
Paul
two,
trouble.
He gets recruited by real Logan Paul to be the new Logan Paul. He accepts the deal by faking his death. Act three, he's enjoying fame, but then it sucks. He's got to work really hard. Nobody loves him. The girl rejects him. You know, his videos aren't doing well, but his little brother reaches out to him when he finds the love he was looking for by connecting with his little brother as Logan Paul, you know, and showing up and making this sweet video and everyone loves it. But now the consequence is like, you brought your brother into this. We're going to exploit your brother's grief for the channel to sell fucking Coca-Cola and Gunners to kids, right? Coca-Cola and Gunners present the Logan Paul memorial stream with the little brother of the kid that got killed, and they do the stream and it's got great numbers, but he can't bear the guilt. He can see how much it's tearing his little brother up, so he tells him what's going on, and then of course the little brother lets it blab at school, and then everyone thinks he's more pathetic, like, you're delusional, that's not your real brother. He's like, it is my real brother. And like, we got a fucking problem. So then act four, he's like, I don't want this anymore, I want to go back to my family and eat mac and cheese.
It's fueling the Logan Paul is not really Logan Paul conspiracy
theory. Yeah. So they're like, we're putting you on lockdown.
They're putting your brother, Alex Jones is having your brother on.
So then they're going to kill your little brother and you're going to give the speech at his funeral, and you know, Gunners is going to make $12 billion. I feel real bad for Gunners. I don't want to drag them into this. Anyway, so then, you're sort of turn into the finale is he's got to stop them from killing his brother, and, you know, he's got to escape his handlers and, you know, use his social media, post some big video exposing the truth.
And then I think he risks his own life to go try to save his brother, and then they start, I'm trying to think of what they... They just let him go? How does it end?
Yes, we need the ending. Otherwise, it's a pretty solid movie, I think.
Yeah. And he sits there and he's like, I'm not Logan Paul. None of us. I've never been. And he goes out there and everyone's like, boo. And no one cares. And
then destroys the channel.
And then new Logan Paul comes up and it's like, I was just kidding, guys. Prank, April Fools. Shouldn't have uploaded that on April 1st. And was like, that was such a good prank.
I love that they all get spun as a zany ARG prank.
This is how we turn it around. We make it the premise, the original premise of our shitty movie is like, it's just like in Hunger Games where he's gonna eat the berries. He's gotta win by playing the own game. It's like he gets the brother and on live TV they can't kill the brother there, and he goes, I'm so in love with this kid. This kid has grieved so much, I'm giving him my channel. And everybody's like, oh, and it seems sweet at first, and then it kills the channel. And then he's destroyed the corporation of Logan Paul because they can't take the channel back from the kid on live TV. It's like in Veronica Mars, there's a time where it's like the dad's being an asshole, so the kid on live TV is like, and that's why my dad's donating $2 million to this foundation.
Yeah.
And the guy's
that's
like,
fun, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, he does it. It's like Logan Paul's corporation can't take this channel back. And then his brother likes really weird stuff and always feels insecure about it. He's like, dude, just do what you want.
Post your cool bug video.
Just disable
his brother's really into little bug videos.
Yeah,
right?
Just disable the comments. Just disable the comments, though.
Turn off the comments and the likes. Because again, that's the message. Who gives a shit what other people think about you? Just you do you, right? That's great. Because you do that. His little brother, like, they would always do these videos together. And his brother always just wanted to do nature videos. Videos about bugs, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's boring. We should do prank videos like Logan Paul.
Yeah.
So he's always like, the next video we'll do one of your bug videos.
Yes.
But we got to do a prank video first, right? So he's never done one of the bug videos. And so then you do at the end, he gives the channel to his brother. They turn off the comments and they turn off the likes. And then his brother just posts mundane videos about bug facts.
Yep.
And then the video at the end is just him and his brother. Like,
and the internet changes so quickly that within a week, everybody forgets there was a Logan Paul. And nobody even cares that this kid's doing bug videos. And then the final thing is there's a knock and he opens the door. It's all 20 Logan Pauls. And they're like, we can finally go outside without anybody recognizing us. Thank you for setting us free.
We are free.
We go and they walk out into the road and they get slammed by a bus.
And it's like, dum ba dum bum bum. And then the corporation guy's filming is like, yeah, this is our new thing now. It's a kind of snuff prank videos. It's you really got to step it up to really break it.
We actually have a good Patreon. People are willing to pay for just raw snuff videos.
If you're a top supporter on Patreon, you can hunt a Logan Paul for sport.
That's a pretty good movie.
That's fun, yeah.
That turned around.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
What would you call it, though?
You call it Unsub.
Unsub.
I don't know. You come just some, you know, it's just one of those.
Yeah, it's just one of those.
It's one of those titles.
You call it Face Off 3. I don't know. We'll figure it out after the break.
Hi, it's Ali Kokesh, one of the cast members of Mission to Zinx, a new addition to the Max Fun Network. We're blown away by the welcome we've received from Max Fun listeners, telling us you've discovered the show and are binging it hard, supporting us during the drive, and just being rad humans all around. Mission to Zix is an improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi comedy epic,
following a group of ambassadors as they explore the ass end of space. I play Dar, the 12-foot-tall omnisexual security officer with furry scales, chest talons, and a series of flaps and chutes that are for... Yeah, you know what? You'll figure it out. We'd be delighted if you joined our crew aboard the aging sentient starship, the Bargerian Jade, as we travel the Zix Quadrant, meeting all sorts of weird aliens played by brilliant guest comedians. That's Mission to Zix, ZYXX.
Oh boy. This might just be one of the hardest things I've ever done. Here we go. Hey guys, Hunter Scott here, starting the live stream a little bit early, so that I can address the allegations and the Wall Street Journal article that came out a few days ago. Let me first start by saying that this is me, the original, not one of the clones, Hunter Scott Prime. I've been laying low for the past couple of years, but yes, this is me. My legal team has advised me not to say anything publicly, but I'm not going to do that. Because to my fans and my sponsors, Coca-Cola, Gunners, I owe it to you all to be fully 100 with you. You've always been 100 with me. I'm going to be fully 100 with you. So let me just say this. I'm sorry. Oh, yo, hey, Christy9. Thanks for the 3-month resub. Appreciate you, man. My street team, knowingly and under my direction, did surgically alter the faces of fans who physically bore resemblance to me and who all wanted to fully embody the Hunter Scott lifestyle. Yo, thanks for the donate, Sliz Nuts. Feeling you too, Doc. I appreciate you saying that. Appreciate all of you out there. I'm good, man. We're just going to get through this. Where was I? Right. These Hunter Scott lookalikes over the past few years took my place on camera and at live in-person events. For those of you who participated in the VIP photo signing opportunities at the Hunt Down 2K19 and the J-Team World Tour, please know we're going to be contacting you in the next few weeks and we're going to offer full refunds because, again, that's just part of trying to keep it 100, trying to keep it real with you guys. I know you expected something. I know some of you are disappointed that you didn't get that photo op with me. I mean, like, it looked like, right, you know what I'm saying. Yo, shout out to FishDog1080, 6-month resub. Appreciate you, dog. I wanted to take this opportunity, though, to comment on a few of the inaccuracies in the Kotaku article because while, yes, some of the fans were underage, not everybody was, and those that were, we had the permission of their parent or legal guardian because I would never betray the trust of my underage fans without first obtaining like a signed legal document from their parent or legal guardian. Hey, admins, can you ban Down With HS in the chat? He's being like really toxic. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. Also, we didn't purchase the face swapping device specifically for this purpose. I got it because I'm a huge Face Off fan and kind of one thing led to another. Again, I'm so sorry. And guys, let me just apologize one more time to all my hunter gatherers out there. Thank you so much for your support. For those of you who are canceling me, like I get it. Like, I'll cancel me too, you know, to be honest. So I'm gonna have to work to regain your trust. For those of you sticking around, I appreciate you. Thank you again for all your subs, all your donations. Speaking of which, the Hunter Scott Legal Fund GoFundMe is live now. That link is in the description. Super appreciate it if you throw some donos that way, because again, as you know, there's a fairly extensive legal case that I'm going to have to be fighting over the next few years. Anyway, enough of the bummer stuff. I know you're here for the gameplay, baby. So we getting back on that Fortnite, getting back on that grind, baby. So let's get this going.
I don't know, boys. I think I'm a Hunter Scott new fan.
Are you a hunter-gatherer now, Freddy?
You know the problem with that is that's like too clever by a half. They're not doing puns, is what I'm saying.
I'm very out of touch.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
You can tell that Freddy definitely put that trailer. Me and Will don't. We know of the YouTube, but I don't think we watch much of the YouTube.
Who's your favorite Twitch streamer, Matt?
Freddie Wong, and sometimes I watch his little brother Jimmy Wong, depending on
what
I'm feeling.
Neither of whom stream on Twitch. Will, what about you?
My favorite person on Twitch, I'm going to throw a plug to my sister's buddy over at USC, Sean Bouchard, who is part of Mostly Walking. They do like walking simulators and indie games and stuff like that on Twitch, so go check them out.
I would say this, do they walk while they, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are they on a treadmill while playing walking simulators?
I don't think so.
Have they had to do an apology video?
I don't think they've had to do an apology.
There you go. That's the reason to watch them.
Yet.
We all make mistakes.
All right, guys.
You either die here or live long enough to do an apology video. A half-hearted apology video to your fans. Hey, Will, did we get any fan art this week?
We got an amazing piece of fan art from Josh Raymond on Twitter for Face Off 2, Faces Wild, featuring Nicholas Holt as the son of John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Good pull for the son, I think.
Yeah, it's a really, really good poster. So that's on our Twitter and on our Facebook group. So go check it out.
And that Twitter is at RJ Storybreak, and that Facebook group is at bit.ly/StorybreakFB. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us this week. My name is Freddie Wong, and I'd like to apologize for all the great retweets I do on my Twitter.
Are we doing apologies now?
Yeah, we're doing apologies.
Oh.
My name is Will Campos, and I'd like to apologize for nothing. I've been great since the day I was born. Deal with it.
I'm Matt Arnold, and I would like to apologize for not playing along with this bit and instead recommending my thing this week. Since Will brought up Nicholas Holt, check out The Favorite. That was one of my favorite movies of last year, and Nicholas Holt is quite incredible in it. Not as incredible as the three starring ladies who all deserved Oscars, but check it out. It's a very good movie.
I would also like to recommend the Nicholas Holt movie about a boy.
Oh, yeah.
He used to just be a little boy. Now he's a big, hot, sexy man. But he was a charming little boy in that movie with Hugh Grant and Rachel Weisz. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Freddie, what's your And Rachel Weisz was in The Favorite. Look at that. Full circle.
Full circle. Didn't even think about that. Freddie, why don't you recommend, what's your favorite Nicholas Holt movie?
I'd like to apologize for not knowing who Nicholas Holt is. Bye, everybody.
War Boy in Mad Max Fury Road. There's your answer.
What? Oh.
He's War Boy.
Oh.
Yeah. There. Now you know.
This segment lived, then died, then lived again.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, we should do a movie podcast, guys.
We're just us kind of vaguely talking about things we don't know.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.